Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to talk to the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, before we get to San Francisco, good competitive game you talked about against Seattle. When you looked at the tape, what did it show? You had two good teams going at it.
All right, well, the last two times we've played Seattle, the game's come down to the final play and the final yard, basically. So I think that's about the way it's going to be. Unfortunately, we couldn't make the final yard, similar to Seattle not being able to make it 2 years ago. But I think that's the kind of competitive indicative of the competitive nature of the entire game. It was that way from start to finish, on offense, defense, special teams. Both sides made plays. Both sides, I'm sure, had some plays they wish they could have had back. There were some close plays, but in the end, it came right down to the final yard and the final play. And I think that's about what it's going to be against New England, Seattle.
All right, let's put that game behind us now. I want to talk about generating turnovers, creating turnovers. Maybe the numbers aren't where you really want them to be. When you look at the way offenses attack you guys, is it a quarterback thing? Are they playing conservative? Is it just scheme? It's not matching up?
Well, I think it starts with us. We just have to do a better job of creating them. You know, the opportunities that we have, the balls that are out, the balls that we get our hands on to intercept, there's not going to be, you know, an unlimited number of those. Right. There might be one or two a game, and those are the ones that we need to make. And we need to try to find ways that we can get our players with more opportunities to get their hands on the ball. And from a tackling, stripping type standpoint, I mean, we continue to emphasize that. That's never been not a point of emphasis. It's always been a strong point of emphasis, but we just have to do it better.
10 weeks in, roles are usually defined on your football team. It seems like the defensive unit, you have some fluidity to it. Some guys dress one week, not the next week. You still trying to figure some things out to where you're maybe more consistent across the board on offense?
Well, I think we have some depth, and, I mean, that's a good thing. We've also been pretty healthy so that our inactive players have been healthy players, not injured players. A lot of times at this time of year, that inactive list kind of takes care of itself. You don't have a choice as to who is or isn't going to be active. We've had some choices to make, and so guys that we feel like have earned playing time, you know, we've given it to them, and hasn't always been the same player. Sometimes it's been, as you mentioned, multiple players in the same role to try to let the competition play out, and in some cases use one player in a certain matchup and another player with a different type of matchup.
All right, on to San Francisco. Chip Kelly's the head coach. I know you got a lot of respect for Chip. They've been through a tough stretch, but you watch film as a head coach. You know what Chip does. Does he have them going in the right direction? Do they seem to be trending in the right direction?
You know, I think they've gotten better throughout the course of the season. Certainly last week, defensively, was a big step for them against Arizona. They you know, shut Johnson down to 55 yards, under 3 yards a carry. Their run defense has been a little bit of an issue for them, but that certainly tightened up last week. And in the last 2 weeks, they've had 10 explosive plays against New Orleans and Arizona. So I know they're looking for those and need those offensively, and it certainly seems like they're getting them the last couple weeks. You know, Kaepernick looks like he's starting to get into a little bit more of a rhythm with his consistent play time and decision making. So I think they're definitely an improving team that, you know, kind of played the same kind of game in Arizona that we played, a game that came right down to the wire, sure, kind of the last, you know, play, last kick kind of thing. So I would say they played the Cardinals about the way we played them. So I think that gives us a pretty good perspective of where they're at.
All right, you mentioned Kaepernick, 3 straight weeks in a row where you ever face a running quarterback. How much did the previous 2 weeks against, you know, a guy like Russ Wilson preparing for him sort of maybe help you a little bit against a running quarterback like Kaepernick?
Well, I think it definitely helps the defensive players have that familiarity with it. And I think similar to Tyrod Taylor, Kaepernick has that kind of speed where he can really outrun guys. You know, Wilson's a real good athlete, and he makes a lot of great decisions, you know, as he did in our game on loose plays and things like that. But Kaepernick and Taylor are really the type of guys that, just from a speed standpoint, if you don't have them leveraged, if you don't have the angle on them, they can just outrun you. And so that's a concern with Kaepernick as well.
All right, time now for the A's Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Gene in Marlboro. Wants to talk about the extra point, the play. We're 1 year into this thing. You're a big supporter, big proponent of it. You see the Denver Saints game and how that game ends. Do you like where that play is now, a real competitive play in this league?
For me, that's what I like to see, right, is just competitive football. So I'm for competitive extra points. I'm for keeping the kickoff returns in the game so that we have kickoff coverage and kickoff return. I know there's a lot of support for eliminating that play, just basically like there was for the extra point from the 2 yard line. It wasn't a very competitive play. I'm for competition. I'm for and I'm for the kicking game in football. That's really where football started, was with a heavy emphasis in the kicking game. Teams cucking on even second and third down, back many decades ago. But I think, there's certainly a movement to try to eliminate the kicking game from football, and I'm certainly not in favor of that.
All right. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Bellish Trader later, a little bit of everything. Special teams.
Yeah, special teams, offense, defense. Yeah, we'll see some players that we're not too familiar with, but they're good players.
Help me out. All right.
Okay.
Stick around right there. More Patriots All Access right after this, then the Bellish Trader.